All right, 22 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Speaking of know-how, Wamply data expert Brad Plothler joining us this morning. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Boy, we are enjoying baseball. I don't know if you'd call what we have baseball weather. It's been cold and rainy and things like that, but it's a big month for us here in Arizona. This is the shocker, the figure, that of all the states in the union, Arizona has the highest revenue during the month of March for small business.
Yep.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Right. And I think cold is relative. We're here in Utah and in San Francisco, and we're getting blasted with blizzards. So, yeah, definitely cold for Arizona right now, but relatively speaking, people want to get out of where they are and come down to Arizona, see some baseball, maybe spend spring break down there. And what we see, as you mentioned, is this combination of forces between spring training and spring break, and also some very big days just in general, and people looking to get out of the cold, converges to make Arizona the best place in the country during the month of March to run a small business. That's across multiple categories. We looked at every day of the sales year last year for multiple categories, 50,000 businesses across the country, restaurants, bars and lounges, lodging businesses, retail, all of them. March is the number one month of the year, in Arizona, and it's the top place for revenue in the country.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be the summer for lodging. No one wants to come here for the summer. But let's talk about lodging, because not just the hotels and resorts and stuff like that, because you got these fans coming from all over the place. But I know in real estate, the Airbnbs of the world, people do a lot of business during March, even to players and coaches that just want a nice house to stay in. Some people will leave their house for a month just so they can make some money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you really see this come out in the numbers. So the average day for a lodging business, and these are small independent lodging businesses in Arizona, is about $1,500. And that's doubled on top days during March. And across the entire month, revenue is up on average 20%. 10 of the top 50 sales days of the entire year come in March. So this really is like very high season for lodging businesses in your state.
Brad, you mentioned spring break. I think Lake Havasu City is pretty big for spring breakers coming here, but are there other areas in Arizona where I don't think of the Phoenix area being a spring break area, but maybe I'm just wrong.
Well, so it's a little hard to tell what exactly is happening because spring break does collide with the end of spring training, for example, and you do have people who are just looking to get out of, again, the cold, and we see consistently in places that are warm and that are in the southern part of the state, like Arizona and Florida, pretty consistent patterns. And we do see that, spring break toward the end of the month is where we see really big days. So, for example, if you just looked at restaurants, the top sales week of the entire year is the very last week of the month of March. And then you work backward from there to see the number 3 and number 2 weeks of the year. So people toward the end of the month when spring break's really starting to hit its full swing across the country is when you see restaurants really get packed with people who are visiting.
Now, speaking of spring break and just people in general who want to get out of the cold weather for a while, you would think Florida would get a pretty big bump at this time of the year as well.
Yeah, and they follow a pretty similar path and pattern to Arizona. The one thing that's different, so again, looking at restaurants, bars and lounges, lodging, retail, it's the number one month, March is, for each of those categories except for retail, where it's the number 2 month of the year. And so December, as you would imagine, has this massive impact on retail businesses everywhere in the country, really, except for Arizona. It's the number 1 month of the year. So that's the one difference between Florida and Arizona, is that people spending money at local retailers bumps March to the number 1 month of the year in Arizona as opposed to in Florida, where it's number 2.
St. Patrick's Day Sunday, and next week is the big week for us, right? That's when the local retailers are going to start seeing the money flowing in.
That's right. And St. Patrick's Day is an interesting one because we know it's a big day for bars and lounges, and we sort of assume that to be the case. And that's true in Arizona, where it's the number 12 day of, across all 365 days, if you rank them all 1 to 365. What's interesting is that it's also the number 1 day of the year for restaurants. So people are not just going out to get a drink. They're pouring into restaurants and spending a lot more money on food as well. So revenue goes up 53% that day for restaurants. Transactions are up 26%. The average purchase price is up 17%. So more people are going into restaurants and they're spending more as well.
All right. Spend that money, people. Come to Arizona, spend it. We're going to turn on the heaters this weekend, Brad, by the way. It's going
to
be nice.
Like, sounds pretty good to
73,
me right now.
Is that all right? 74, you okay with that? Is that
sounds
good?
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's I guess, why we live here. All right, we appreciate the time. Let's tell everyone how they can get more information. What's the website?
You bet. Go to Wampley.com. Lots of free resources and information like this on our website.
Very cool. Brad, as always, we appreciate the time. Have a great Thursday. Stay warm, all right?
You too. Thanks, guys.